USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many political observers believe the presidential campaign of one of the many Democrats in the field may be winding down now. The former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper shaking up his campaign staff this week.
These campaigns are long, hard campaigns, and you don't always get it right with the first team.
Hickenlooper also struggling to raise money. Politico reports his senior staff urged him to withdraw from the race last month and to consider a run instead for U.S. Senate. The Trump administration apparently giving up the battle to include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census form, saying it will print the questionnaire without it. The U.S. Supreme Court having dealt a blow to the administration's efforts last week by knocking it down to a lower court. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Chrysler chairman Lee Iacocca has passed away at 94. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He helped launch some of Detroit's best-selling and most significant vehicles, including the minivan, the Chrysler K cars, the Ford Mustang, and the Escort. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94.
A Navy SEAL charged with war crimes found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Edward Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It's all set. They'll have tanks, flyovers, and fireworks at President Trump's 4th of July extravaganza in Washington, D.C. The National Mall is being prepared for the president's salute to America. He tweeted, "The Pentagon and our great military leaders are thrilled to be doing this.
It'll be special, and I hope a lot of people come."
But the Independence Day celebration is already sparking controversy in the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.
He's politicized the 4th of July before he opens his mouth.
Some people are also criticizing the fenced VIP section at the Lincoln Memorial, where President Trump will speak. But the White House insists the event will be open to the public. A Democratic congresswoman claims that she saw migrant detainees being forced to drink water out of toilets may have just been debunked. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
After visiting a detention center in Texas a few days ago, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed that migrants were forced to drink water out of toilets at the facility.
They should be given water. They should be given basic access to human rights.
But Border Patrol officials say what she was looking at were standard-issue jail-type appliances that save space by having sinks that dispense safe drinking water attached to toilets. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.